want to wish you all a very happy new year.
我想祝大家一个新很快乐的一个新年。
Chinese are fortunate they get to celebrate twice in one year.
中国人很幸运可以庆祝两次新年。
But I trust that this will be a wonderful year in your life.
我相信这是对你们来说会是个奇妙的一年。
And this morning I want to talk to you about a subject that deals with the focus for the new year.
我今天早上想跟大家分享是有关今年我们要注意的地方，我们的焦点。
As we look over the past year and as we look forward to the new year,What is our focus going to be?
当我们回顾去年，然后展望新的一年的话，我们注意的地方，我们的焦点是什么？
The Apostle Paul, in his life, just like we did, experienced a lot of things.
使徒保罗在他一生当中跟我们一样，经历过很多的事情。
There were the joys and the victories, and then there were the sorrows and the defeats.
有喜乐胜利，也有忧伤失败的地方。
Those things were in the past.
这些都是在过去的事情。
But now we face a new year and all the challenges that a new year brings with it.
但是我们现在还是面对新的一年，而新的一年所带来的一些挑战。
How do we go about establishing a new focus?
那我们怎么样的建立设立一个新的焦点呢？
And this is where Paul can really help us.
保罗在这里可以帮助，真的可以帮助我们。
Because in the scripture, maybe we can put that back on this. Well, it's all right. If you turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3.
请大家翻开你们的圣经，腓立比书第三章。
Then you can see this. Now, it's wonderful to have these things on the wall, but it's better if you bring your own Bible to church.
可以把圣经放在那幻灯片上是很好，但是。更好的是你们可以带自己的圣经。
Now, maybe some of you forgot your Bible today.
或许有些人你们今天忘了带你们的圣经。
I will forgive you.
我原谅你们。
But next time, please bring your Bible.
但下次请带你们的圣经。
And if you don't have a Bible,
如果你没有圣经的话、
I'm sure this church will be glad to get you one.
我相信这个教会会很乐意的给你一本。
But it's so important to make this your own book.
但是让圣经成为你自己的一本书是很重要的。
So in Philippians chapter 3,
在腓立比书第三章
，Paul makes a wonderful statement here. He says, "There's one thing that I have in mind."
保罗在这里做了一个很奇妙的一句话，他说：“我只有一件事情在我的脑海中。”
See, Paul had a focus for his life.
因为保罗他对他的生命他有一个焦点。
He was not just going this way and then that way and then something else depending on the situation.
他并不是因为环境所使然而东跑西跑的。
He was focused.
他很专注。
And I ask myself the question, am I focused in my life?
我自己问我自己，我在我的生命当中，我是不是有专注的地方
？As I face the new year, am I focused?
当我面对这个新的一年的话，我是不是有专注的地方？我是不是有一个焦点
？In what direction am I going to go？
我要往哪个方向走
？That's a question we need to ask ourselves all the time。
那是我们常常要问自己的一个问题。
Not just once a year。
不只是一年一次。
But we need to ask that constantly. Am I following a clear focus for my life？
我们要时常问自己这个问题：我是不是有一个专注的一点在行走
？And Paul。Describes here what he has in mind.
保罗在这里形容他所想的是什么
？He says, regarding the past, that which is behind, he said, forget it.
他说有关过去，那就是已经过了，我们要把它忘记。
Concerning the future, he says, I'm straining toward what is ahead, and I'm pressing toward a goal.
他说对将来的话，我努力面对面前。要往前走。
See, he had direction in mind.
所以他有一个方向。
Now let's look at these two things.
我们来看这两点。
Concerning the past, he says, I must forget it.
他说有关过去，我必须把它忘了。
Now, why does he say that?
他为什么要这样讲？
Because we have difficulty moving forward.Because we cannot shake ties with the past.
因为我们往前有困难的，是因为我们对过去的瓜葛砍不断。
Now, When he says forget the past, he does not mean we should forget the things that God has done for us.
他这里讲到忘记过去，并不代表说要忘记神在我们身上所做的事。
God has been good to us.
神对我们很好。
Every day that he has given us is a gift of his grace.
每天都是他神的恩典所赐给我们的。
And I think the older I get, the more I'm thankful for every new day he provides for me.
我年纪越大，我越感谢神给我的每一天。
And I think we all should think about that. Every day that God has given to us is a new opportunity to live for him.
所以我们必须这样想，神给我们的每一天是我们为他活的一天的机会。
But Paul says the things that are in the past that have hurt you, the things that have become burdens in your life, those are things you must forget.
所以保罗这就指说，过去伤害过你，过去成为你累赘的东西，这些是你要忘记的事情。
You know, many people have become prisoners of the past.
很多人是成为他们过去的一个囚犯。
They carry burdens from the past with them into the new year.
他们把过去的重担带到新的一年。
And that's one thing Paul says you must not do if you want to really focus on this Christian race that is ahead of you.
所以保罗说，若你真的是要把焦点放在这个基督的赛跑上面，你不能这样做。
Now, what are some of the things in the past?
我们过去有哪些什么事情呢？
There could be habits that we learned last year that are not good habits.
可能是去年学了一些不好的习惯。
And God wants us to forget those things.
神要我们忘记那些。
Those are things that will impede you, that will hinder you in your Christian life.
这些是会阻碍你在你的基督生活上面。
But then there's some things that happened in your past that have deeply, deeply hurt you.
说不定过去有事情深深的伤害到你。
I know one time when in my own family, my sister died.
我在我自己的家庭里面有过去我的妹妹过世。
she was only 33 years old.
她只有33岁。
And very suddenly she got cancer and she died.
突然她得了癌症，她就过世。
She left three little girls behind.
她留下了三个小女孩。
And my brother could not understand it.
我的兄弟不能了解。
我的弟弟。 Yeah. He couldn't understand it.
他没办法理解。
Because he and my sister were very close.
因为他跟我的妹妹很好，关系很好。
And my sister helped him spiritually.
我的妹妹在属灵上面帮助我的弟弟。
And he said, why would God take somebody that's been so good and he would take her away so quickly?
他问说，神为什么把这么好的一个人那么早就把他提去？
And he had difficulty in that area.
所以他在这方面很难对付。
And many years he struggled with this, and every year that burden seemed to be there for him.
多年都为这件事情挣扎，这个重担都一直跟着他。
Now, maybe in this past year, you've had some bad experiences with other people.
说不定这过去的一年，你有跟别人有不好的经历。
People that said some things about you or did some things that deeply hurt you.
有人说你的坏话，或者做一些伤害你的事情。
And every time you see that person, there comes bitterness and anger in your heart.
所以当你看到那些人的时候，你就怒气就起来了，然后也很多的苦读。
And you can't forget it.
你没办法忘掉。
Because you feel angry towards them.
因为你对他们实在很生他们的气。
And you wonder, what can you do about that?
你在想说我能做什么呢？
And when you say forget it, you say, I can't forget that.
你若跟他讲说把他忘了，你就说我没办法忘掉。
Do you know why you cannot forget it?
你知道你为什么没办法忘掉呢？
Because you have not forgiven them.
因为你没饶恕过他们。
Now, you can never forget bad experiences in your life altogether.
我们是不可能说完全把不好的经历都完全都忘光。
But you can forgive people, and then when you remember these things, there is no longer any hurt associated with it.
但是你可以原谅人跟饶恕人，当你再回想到这些事情的话，已经没有怒气，没有苦了。
See, the minute you forgive somebody, God takes that hurt from your heart.
当你饶恕一个人的时刻，神就把那个伤痛从你的心里面拿走。
And you are a free person.
然后你是个自由的人。
Your unwillingness to forgive keeps you a prisoner.
你不愿意饶恕是你成为一个囚犯的一个理由。
And you're hurting yourself, not the other person.
你伤害的是自己，不是另外一个人。
And so God says, as far as the past is concerned, if there were these things, you must leave them behind.
神告诉我们说，那你过去有类似的这些伤害的伤痛的事情，你必须把它留在过去。
Don't bring these burdens into a new year.
要把这些重担带到新的一年来。
And if in your life there are still people that you have not forgiven, then you must make that right.
那在你的生命当中，你还有一些没有饶恕的人，你必须去饶恕他们。
Forgiveness does not come easy.
饶恕并不是容易的一件事情。
But just remember, Jesus forgave us our sin.
但是请你记住，耶稣饶恕原谅了我们的罪。
And you'll never be able to fully understand what forgiveness means from God unless you practice it yourself.
若你没有饶恕过别人，你不可能完全的了解神饶恕我们的这件事情是什么。
So leave these things behind.
所以把这些事情留在过去。
Don't carry them forward.
要把它带到前面来。
Because they will slow you down. They will keep you from running the race forward.
因为他们让你慢下来，没办法跑那赛跑。
Now there are too many people that live in the past. They don't live in the future.
有很多人就生活在过去，不生活在将来。
And the older you get, the more you think about the past.
你年纪越大，越想回想过去的事情。
When children do something, parents said, "When I was a little child, we did not have this and we did not have that."
当小孩子做了一些事情，我们就会跟小孩子说，我小的时候这个也没有，那个也没有。
And children hate that.
小孩子并不喜欢你这样说。
And yet, the older you get, the more you think about your past.
但是你年纪越大的，你越想过去的事。
Now, where I live, there is a community of many old people.
我住的地方是个有住了很多的老的人。
Now, I have to be careful when I say that because I'm 83 years old and I'm not old.
我要很小心的说，因为我已经八十岁，但是我并不老。
They are old, but I'm not old.
他们老，我不老。
But it's interesting when you talk to these old people.
但是跟这些老人谈话是很有趣的。
They always talk about some of the things that physically have bothered them there in the past.
他们常常谈起他们身体上的一些病痛。
They tell you about what operations they have had.
他们经过了什么样的手术。
How many visits to the doctors they have made.
找过几次医生。
What medicines they are taking?
他们服什么药。
Yeah, they always live in the past.
他们一直活在过去。
And they tell you things that happened in the past you've heard of so many times.
然后你常常听到他们重复过去的事情。
But they have forgotten that they have told you.
他们也忘了已经告诉过，曾经告诉过你。
That's when people think about the past.
那是想到过去。
When you think about the past, you can't think about the future.
当你一直想过去的时候，你就没办法想将来。
I want to be a person that thinks about what lies ahead of me.
我愿意成为是一个想将来的一个人。
I've got plans for the next 17 years in my life till I turn 100.
我变100岁之前的17年，我有计划。
And I want to move forward in my life.
我在我生命当中，我要往前走。
And so that's what the Apostle Paul says: leave the things in the past behind, and now move forward.
是保罗在这里告诉我们的是要把过去忘记忘了过去，有面向努力面前。
So he says, he talks like a runner talks. I'm pressing forward towards that goal that lies ahead of me.
他这里就是用一个赛跑者的心态来讲，就是说我努力的
And if you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, you find that same passage that we just read a while ago. He says, we must throw off everything that hinders us. You know, a runner does not put a lot of clothes on when he runs. He doesn't put a big overcoat and another jacket and something like that. He knows that the more clothes he wears, the more he will be hindered in running. And so we need to throw away the things that would hinder us in this race. And if you look at some of those big B-sides that they have, where the athletes run their races, competitions.
Oh, 比赛. 你看一些赛跑的比赛，那些赛跑者跑的地方。
You see that there were very little clothing. They have sleeves, but there are no sleeves on their shirts.
没袖子，所穿的衣服。
And they have short pants on.
很短的裤。
And very light shoes.
很轻的鞋子。
They want to leave every weight possible behind.
尽量把减轻这些重量。
And when we look towards the future, we need to be just like those runners. And the Apostle Paul mentions three things here. Because he says, when you go towards that goal that lies ahead of you, you must also assume some responsibility for your own life. You know, our goal is to be like the Lord Jesus. But you and I cannot do that in our own strength. We just learned about, we sang the song about Galatians 2:20 this morning. Where it says, it's not I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me.
这提到说,活着不再是我,而是住在我里面的耶稣基督。
You and I cannot live the Christian life in our own strength.
靠着我们自己的力量,你我都没办法活出那个基督的生活。
Every one of us will fail if we try to do that.
我们每个人都会,若想这样做的话,会失败。
But we have the Lord Jesus Christ living in us.
但是我们有主耶稣基督在我们里面。
And we want to give Him the freedom to live His life in our life.
所以我们要给他自由,能够自由地在我们生命里面活。So
as we listen to Him,
当我们聆听他的声音的时候,
He will direct us in that path.
他们指导我们的道路。
But there's some things that God wants us to do.
但是神要我们做一些事情。
And there are three things mentioned here.
这里面有提到三件事情。
The first thing it says, we must deal with sin.
第一卷他说我们要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
He says, sin entangles you. It makes you a prisoner. It binds you.
这里提到说神那个罪会缠累我们,会让我们不自由。
Sin has a crippling effect on our lives.
罪可以让我们生命能够变成残障。
Now people don't like to talk about sin or in church hear about sin.
我们很多人都不愿意听到或者在教会里头听到有关罪的。
And many don't like preachers who talk about sin.
也很多人不喜欢传道人。
But you know, this is what the Bible teaches.
但是你知道吗? 这是圣经所教导的。
So there are times when we need to talk about sin.
所以有时候我们是必须谈到罪的问题。
And sin is something that comes into our lives every single day.
然后罪是每一天都会进入我们的生命的。
And here, when a runner runs, he must get rid of things that hinder him, so a Christian must rid himself of sin that comes into his life. If our focus is to become like the Lord Jesus Christ, we must deal with sin.
我们的焦点是要像耶稣基督一样的，我们必须对付罪。
So that's the first thing he mentions.
所以这是他提到的第一件事情。
The second thing he mentions is we must run this race with perseverance.
他第二点提到的是我们跑这个赛跑的话要存心忍耐。
That means we have to exercise discipline in our lives.
这表示说我们必须锻炼，必须有纪，生命必须有纪律。
We cannot do things when we feel like doing them.
我们不能是说想做的时候就做。You
do things even when you don't feel like doing it.
你必须在不想做的时候也做。How
many of you have always feel like reading the Bible?
你们有多少人常常想读圣经？
I don't.
我并没有。
So does it mean if you don't feel like it, you don't do it?
是不是你不想读圣经的时候就不要读呢？
No, that's especially the time when you need to do it.
正当你不想读的时候，是正是你要读的时候。
Once in our office, we had a printing press.
我曾经做过的，在一个办公室里面有印刷厂。
And every morning I would go around that whole office and check with every person who was working in the office and would greet them.
我每天在办公室里面都会去问候每一个人。
And finally I ended up in the print shop.
所以之后我就到了那个印刷的地方。
And there was a young man running the printing press.
有一个年轻人他负责那个印刷机。
And when I came in, he was very excited.
走进去的时候，他非常兴奋。
The press was running behind him.
那些印刷机正在运作。
And he had his Bible lying right there on this table.
他在印刷机旁边摊着他的圣经。
And he said to me, "Look what I discovered this morning."
他就很兴奋地跟我讲说，啊，看了我今天早上所发现的。
And he talked to me about these verses in the Bible.
他就跟我 谈论那个圣经里面的经文。
But in the meantime, the press was running by itself.
同时的时候，那个印刷机正在运作。
He was not paying any attention to the press.
他并没有在注意他所操作的印刷机。
Because he was reading the Bible.
因为他在读圣经。
I said to him, "Close your Bible."
我告诉他把圣经关起来。
This is not the time for you to read the Bible.
这不是你读圣经的时候。
This is time for you to pay attention to what you're doing in the printing.
这是你注意你操作印刷机的时候。
But you know, most of us don't have that problem.
我们大部分人并没有这个问题。
Most of us have a problem, we're not interested in reading the Bible.
大部分人的问题是我们对读圣经没兴趣。
But we need to exercise ourselves in
doing
that. So the Christian life is a life that you live even if you don't feel like it.
所以那个基督徒的 生命是一个，虽然你不想那样子活的时候，也要那样活的生命。
And a runner is a person that runs towards a goal in mind, and he is not being sidetracked by anything else, but he disciplines his life to do it.
一个赛跑者，他就是个目标，要往这标杆走，他没有能够影响他分开他的。
Now, if I'd ask you this morning, are you a Christian?
那我今天早上问你这个问题，你是不是个基督徒？
Most of you would probably raise your hands and say, "Yes, I am."
大部分的人，我想你们会举起手说，是的，我是。
But I want to ask a second question.
那我想问你第二个问题。The
second question is, are you a growing Christian?
第二个问题说，你是不是一个成长的基督徒？
Are you a growing follower of the Lord Jesus?
是不是一个成长的基督徒，基督的门徒？
Did you grow last year?
你去年有没有成长？
Or are you today at the same place where you were a year ago?
还说你 现在所在的地点跟去年一样。
I'm so glad when I became a Christian, I was a teenager in Shanghai.
我是个青少年的时候成为一个基督徒。
God brought some wonderful men and women into my life to help me to become a growing Christian.
那时候神让我周围包围着一些很好的基督徒弟兄姐妹。
I am forever grateful to these men and women that helped me to become a growing Christian.
他们对我成为一个成长的基督徒帮助很大。
How did they challenge me?
他们如何的挑战我？
In three areas.
在三方面。
The first area was they challenged me and encouraged me to love the Word of God.
第一方面就是他们挑战我而鼓励我要喜爱神的话。
And they taught me how to read the Bible.
他们教我如何读圣经。
How to study it.
如何查考圣经。
And then to memorize verses from the Bible.
也教我要背圣经。
So that I could meditate on the Word of God.
所以可以默想神的话。
I am so grateful for that.
我很感激他们。
Because to me, that has been the secret of the Christian life for me.
对我来讲，这是基督生活的一个秘诀。
Because if we do not get into the scriptures, we will never grow in our Christian life, no matter what we do.
因为若我们不读神的话语的话，不管我们做什么，我们不会成长的。
The second thing they taught me how to pray.
第二方面，他们教我怎么祷告。
Many of us are being told you need to pray.
我们很多人都听到说我们需要祷告。
But nobody tells us how we should pray.
但是没有人告诉我们如何祷告。
So they say you must read a book about prayer.
所以有些人说你要读有关怎么祷告的书籍。
But I'll tell you, you'll never learn to pray by reading a book about prayer.
但是我告诉你，你读有关怎么祷告的书籍不会。
When I was a young Christian, I attended a prayer meeting.
我是个很年轻的一个基督徒的时候，我参加一个祷告会。
And when I heard all these other people pray, I was afraid to pray.
当我听到这些我周围的人祷告之后，我就很惧怕祷告。
So this lady came to me and she said, "You're afraid to pray, aren't you?"
所以有这个姐妹就来跟我说，你怕祷告哦。
I said, "Yes, I am afraid."
我说是的，我是怕祷告。
She said, "Let me help you."
她说我来帮你。
She said, "Next week when you come to the prayer meeting,"
她说下个礼拜你再来祷告会的时候，
"write your prayer before you come on a piece of paper and bring it with you."
你来之前把你的祷告写在一张纸上，然后带着。
You have all week to think about what you want to say.
你有一个礼拜可以想思考说你要祷告的内容。
And then when we pray, you pull the paper out and then you read that prayer.
当我们祷告的时候，你可以把那张纸拿出来，然后你就读那。So
I said I can do that.
我就告诉他我可以这样做。
So the next week, I read a short prayer.
所以下个礼拜我就读了一个很短的祷告。
I had never prayed in public before.
我从来没有在公众祷告过。
But I was glad I could pray too.
但是我很开心，我可以也可以祷告。
The next week I did the same.
再过一个礼拜，我做同样的事。
And I kept that up for a while.
然后我就持续的这样子做一段时间。
After a while, I said, I don't need paper anymore.
过了一阵子，我就告诉自己，我不需要那张纸了。
I can pray from my heart.
我可以从我的心里面祷告。
That was a wonderful way how to start.
那是个很奇妙祷告的一个方法。
Then somebody invited me to his home for dinner that night.
然后有人约我去吃晚饭。
And he said, "After that, we'll pray together."
他说，我们吃完晚饭之后，我们一起祷告。That
was new for me.
对我来讲是一件新的事情。And
so after dinner, we went into the living room and sat down.
我们吃完饭，我们去客厅就坐下来。He
turned out the lights.
他把灯都关掉。And
I thought, why does he do that?
我就想说，他为什么要把灯关掉？He
said, "We don't want to be sidetracked by anything around us here."
他说，我们不想被任何事情所干扰。
And so he mentioned a few prayer items.
他就跟我讲了一些祷告的事项。
And so he says, "I'll pray first, and then you pray afterwards."
他告诉我说，我先祷告，然后换你。
And so he prayed, then I prayed.
所以他祷告我，然后换我。
Then he mentioned some other things again. He prayed, and I prayed.
所以他又再提了其他的事项，然后他祷告，我也祷告。
He says, "Do you have some things too you want to pray for?" And then I gave him some.
他也问我说：“你有没有要祷告的事项呢？”
And so he prayed and I prayed.
所以他祷告，我也祷告。
Do you know how long we prayed?
你知道我们祷告多久吗？
Till 1 o'clock in the morning.
到清晨一点。
I never thought it was possible that you could pray for 4 or 5 hours.
我从来没想过有可能祷告长至4、5个小时。
But see, he was teaching me how to pray.
但是你看，他在教我如何祷告。
I'm so thankful for people like that.
我很感谢神有这类似的人。
Do you have people that help you how to read the word and how to pray?
你有没有教你如何读圣经、如何祷告的人呢？
Oh, I'm sure there are people here who would love to do that.
我相信在座的有一些愿意这样子帮忙。
And they taught me a third thing.
他们也叫我第三，这是第三方面。
How to give my testimony? How to witness?
要如何做见证
？And you know, that was the beginning of God allowing me to be a witness for Christ in many, many countries all around the world.
所以从那边开始，我就可以到处。世界各处来做神的见证。
So we need to get rid of the sin in our lives.
我们必须脱去我们生命里面的罪。
We need to have a disciplined life.
我们必须有个纪律的生命。
And then he says, you fix your eye on Jesus.
然后他说你要定睛在耶稣基督。
There is your focus.
耶稣基督是你的焦点。
This is the direction you need to go.
这是你要奔向的方向。
Don't look at other people.
要看别人。
Don't be sidetracked by circumstances.
要被你的环境所引导了。
Don't be led astray by temptations.
要让试探来拐你。
Keep your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣基督上。
It says he is the one that started the faith in your life.
他耶稣基督是在你让你的信心创始的人。
He calls him the author of our faith.
那他也是我们信心成终的人。
But he says he's also the finisher of our faith.
他让我们的信心创始成终。
He will lead us and complete that work that he has started in our life.
他会引导我们完成他在我们生命里面所开始的工作。
So as we run in this race in 2014,
所以在2014年我们跑这个赛跑的时候
，Let's forget about the past.
我们忘记背后
，Make things right that need to be made right, even when we forgive others.
该更正的时候的地方更正，该饶恕别人的地方饶恕。
And then run like a runner.
然后像一个赛跑者跑。
Get rid of the sin that entangles us.
把缠累我们的罪脱掉。
Have a disciplined life.
有一个纪律的生活。
We are studying the scriptures. We're praying. We're witnessing.
我们是读圣经、祷告、做见证。
But most of all, our eyes fixed on Jesus.
但是更重要的是要把眼睛盯在、注目在耶稣基督。
That's how we grow.
这是我们成长的方法。
That's how He wants us to run.
这是神要我们赛跑的方法。
Do you think to have a year?With that kind of a focus is going to help?
你们认为呢？这有这样子的焦点会能够帮助吗
？I'm sure it will.
我相信是可以帮助的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you again for your word.
我们的主，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Thank you that it teaches us.
我们谢谢你的话语能够教导我们。
And we want to be obedient listeners and followers of you.
我们。愿你成为一个顺服你的话语，跟从遵循你的话语的人。
Bless this congregation, we pray.
来祝福这个会众。
And grant, Lord, that everyone might be a growing Christian this year.
使大家每一个人都成为一个成长的基督徒。
Becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus.
越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。
We pray in His name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.